What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Contact me, bonkers4bourbon@gmail.com, or at bonkers4bourbon on Twitter, or bonkers4bourbonpodcast on Instagram. I'm a lover of all things bourbon, so thank you, and join me on today's ride. What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon, bringing for you today a brand new series to the show called Friday Night Fights. This will be an ongoing series being released every Friday evening where I pit against one another two bourbons every Friday, and the winner moves on. And this, the very first installment of the series, let me get my voice together here. In the blue corner, we have George T. Stagg, the powerhouse of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Will a bourbon be able to take it down? Let's find out. In the red corner, we have Stagg Jr., the son of George T. Stagg. Will the son outdo the father? Will it be time to take this stag out to the pasture? Let's fight!
Step in, gentlemen. Step in, please. Okay, now, I've already explained the rules to you in the dressing room. I expect a tough, clean fight. Protect yourself at all times. Any questions from the blue corner? Any questions from the red corner? Let's get it on!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're going to enjoy this series. Ongoing, going to be happening. Remember, Friday Night Fights, going to be happening every Friday evening. Two bourbons pitted together. I'll be doing this bracket style. I'm going to have, I think, two brackets, one for barrel-proof bourbons, one for not barrel-proof bourbons, because I feel like if I put together a barrel-proof versus a non-barrel-proof, I just feel like that the difference in proofage is not going to be a comparison. So on this first episode, we have George T. Stagg versus Stagg Jr. Antique collection, highly sought after. Stagg Jr. also has a following, also sought after, but the younger son of George T. Stagg. George T. Stagg, I have, is the 2017 version from Buffalo Trace. It is 129.2 proof. Stagg Jr., also a 2017. It is, in fact, 129.5 proof. Really similar on the proofage. We all know that George T. Stagg oftentimes is aged 15 to 17 years, while Stagg Jr., around half that, around 8 years aged. Stagg Jr. has developed a following of its own, released originally in 2013, and is a little bit easier to find, obviously, than the George T. Stagg. Let's see which one comes out on top. I have only two glasses. I hope you guys enjoyed the blind flight fights. This is kind of going along those lines, but hey, Friday Night Fights, we got two. Let's do it. I got glass one. Let's take a look. Nice, good color. Oh, beautiful nose. The thing about having two stags in your glass right now, identical glasses, by the way, the aroma from both is really, really good. Let's take a taste of bourbon one. If you're drinking along with me, please cheers. As I say, be true to yourself, screw that people think, and drink more. It's Friday! Oh boy. Super spicy, really nice, rich, dark chocolate, toffee flavors. I hope you're enjoying my energy, by the way. It's Friday, super stoked. Want this series to go on Friday because happy for the weekend, happy to try some good bourbons, happy to, you know, have find an excuse to drink out some George T. Stagg and Stagg Jr. Why not, right? By the way, let's take another taste. Mmm. A little hot, this bourbon one is. A little spicy, a little hot. But you know, that can happen with the higher proofage. These two, I am kind of surprised on how similar the proofage is with the Stagg Jr. slightly higher on the proofage end. Wow, bourbon one, really good. Toffee chocolate, really kind of spicy towards the back end. I am still kind of feeling a little bit of that warming hug down the esophageal pathway. Let's get into bourbon two. Bourbon two, take a glass of water here. Bourbon two. Cheers out there. Mm. Boy, I have to say, Bourbon 2, a lot of similar flavors to Bourbon 1. Obviously, they're both stags. Bourbon 2 had a much more velvety texture to it and not quite as spicy. It doesn't quite hit me in like the spicy or the alcohol acetone kind of spice a little bit. Take a taste of Bourbon 2. Man, that's good. Oh boy, this is a tough one. Man, really, really delightful. Comparing the two, Bourbon 1, really nice, bright flavors on Bourbon 1. A little bit on the spicier slash alcoholic side. Bourbon 2, much more subtle. Really deep, rich flavors as well. A lot cleaner finish, a lot cleaner of a bourbon. I can pinpoint the flavors a lot more easier because you don't have that alcohol kind of pungentness blocking your taste buds a little bit. So Bourbon 2, really, really great. Bourbon 1, great as well. Can't go wrong with either of these ones. If you can, pick up a Stagg Jr., I definitely recommend it. If you can't pick up a George T. Stagg, also recommend it, although be conscious with your money. Results here coming up. And we are back. Thank you so much for dealing with the commercials around here. It really helped me out, so I really do appreciate you listening through the ads and commercials. So, I could have made this a little bit more campier. I mean, I hope it wasn't too campy. I could have been like, oh, Bourbon 1 comes out with a left, and Bourbon 2 comes out with a right and upper hook, oh! It's gonna be fun, right? Friday, stoked. Hope you guys actually get the weekends off. You don't work the weekend. So I hope your Friday is going to be as enjoyable as mine is right now. For me, both these bourbons are delightful. Now, my last review, which is still getting emails, it's fine, about the George T. Stagg of 2019, I did not really enjoy all that much. However, the George T. Stagg of 2017, given both of these bourbons, absolutely delicious. Love it to death. So whether this is the George T. Stagg or the Stagg Jr., both of these were awesome. Really, really great. I don't think you could really go wrong, quite honestly. But my winner in the very first installment of the Friday Night Fights, Bourbon 2. Bourbon 2 just had a cleaner profile. It wasn't as spicy on the alcohol side. I could pinpoint awesome toffee and chocolate. And the texture of it was far more velvety, smoother, and silkier. And the first one just seemed a little bit more thinner and just, you know, when I say brighter, the flavors were just a little bit more upscale pungentness, which is good, while two was just more artistic, if that's kind of the word I can say. But flavor-wise, both very similar. Very, very similar, which makes sense, right? So Bourbon 2, let's get into what Bourbon 2 is. The winner of the very first Friday Night Fight will move on to the next round as we do kind of a major, major bracket series of barrel proofs and non-barrel proofs. I'll probably make up a bracket, post it up somewhere you guys can see as we go along. Ongoing series, Bourbon 2, I'm just rambling. Bourbon 2, it is the George T. Stagg. Okay. George T. Stagg wins over Stagg Jr. Oh, yep, yep, yep. So Bourbon 1 was Stagg Jr. Bourbon 2 was the George T. Stagg. George T. Stagg taking the win. How would that have been the major upset of the century if Stagg Jr. had beaten his father? Again, I love, love, love this 2017 version of George T. Stagg. Incredible. Can't get enough of it. And it makes sense looking at the flavor profile. The Stagg Jr., a little spicy, brighter flavors, but I think for me, Stagg Jr. has always kind of read a little spicy, while the George T. Stagg, Bourbon 2 in the winter, the velvety texture is really, really great, and then the flavors are so subtle and big at the same time. Again, artistic is a good word to use, and that is fitting for the powerhouse of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Hope you guys enjoyed the first installment of Friday Night Fights. The next one will be next Friday. When? I have to come up with two bourbons. I haven't even thought about it yet. So, hope you guys enjoyed this. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains, and I'll see you in the next episode. Have a great weekend out there. Cheers out there.